Now, is it possible that the answer to one of the biggest unsolved questions is closer than we think? The question, of course, is there other life in the universe? Now, a scientist at the University of Cambridge may have found some. He was doing some routine scanning of exoplanets when he came across a gas that, as far as we are aware, can only be produced by living organisms. That scientist is Professor of Astrophysics and Exoplanetary Science at the University of Cambridge, Nicu Madhusudan. Hey, Nicu.
Hi, Heather.
Now, the important thing that you've spotted is a molecule called dimethyl sulfide, right? And that this is important because on Earth, this is only produced by life. Is that right?
That is correct.
So do we know if outside of Earth, it's only produced by life as well?
So far, this molecule has not been found in any planet outside the Earth, outside the solar system. So we don't know that just yet, that it could be produced only from life, but we don't have example of this molecule anywhere else either.
If it is life, what kind of life is it? I mean, are we talking about aliens with two legs and a head walking around making it, or is it just bacteria?
So context is important here. So the planet itself, we think, is a Haitian world, which is an ocean world with a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. So most likely, if it is due to life, it would be microorganisms like what we found in the Earth's oceans, which is what produces most of the DMS we see on Earth. So our zeroth order guess would be microorganisms, but we don't know that for sure, of course.
Why are we so excited about finding microorganisms? Is it because there is the potential for them to develop into something great in you know, millions and billions of years? Or is it actually the potential for us to be able to live there ourselves?
So it's a more fundamental point than that, which is any discovery of life elsewhere of any kind is a major advancement, because that tells us that the origin of life is not unique to Earth. And that's one of the central questions of big questions of science, and has been for thousands of years. So just the principle of having life of any kind outside Earth is a major, major finding, would be a major finding.
Somebody said to me today, if you're right and there is life on this planet and it's proven, you will become the most famous living scientist on Earth. Is that true?
We tend not to think about those things. I think it's more important that we focus on the science. And
but it's big, isn't it, Nicu? It's big.
It is very big. As a scientific discovery, it would be one of the biggest scientific discoveries. What implications that have to the person is less important than making sure the science is robust in the first place. And there are several steps before we can establish that there is life robustly on such a planet.
Is it big enough for you to have, when you first saw it, freaked out a little bit?
Absolutely.
Did you freak out?
Well, I mean, we do these sorts of things, atmospheric characterization of exoplanets, all the time, and we have. But with JWST, it's revolutionizing our understanding of these planets. So when I was first analyzing this data, and when I first saw the potential of this, the small glimpse of this molecule potentially being there, it hits you hard. The potential for the discovery of any biosignature elsewhere is a big deal. So, you know, I couldn't sleep for a week. It takes a toll on you.
So did you get all like excited and the adrenaline was running through you and it was impossible to relax?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Good. And then just the ramifications of what such a discovery would mean. So after that period, we spent months trying to disprove it ourselves. So you try to be extremely robust and
okay. So what's the deal now? You have to obviously confirm this, right? So how are you going to go through it?
Yeah, so we saw a very tentative sign. So we're not claiming that the molecule is there at all, but there are signs, tentative signs. So we are looking at it with the James Webb Space Telescope again. So last year, we discovered carbon-based molecules, methane and carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere, and didn't detect ammonia. And that combination told us that it could have an ocean on the surface, this planet, under a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. So now we are going to do an additional observation with JWST and see if this molecule dimethyl sulfide is actually there, and if we could say something robustly about its presence or absence.
Yeah, cool. Well, good luck with that, Nicu. Thank you very much for your time. Professor Nicu Madhusudan, Professor of Astrophysics and Exoplanetary Science at the University of Cambridge.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.